Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice, how are you?
I cannot complain.
No, that is good. That is good to hear. No complaints this morning.
I cannot, nor should I.
As you might be able to hear from the laughing in studio, we're not alone. Would you like to introduce our lovely guests?
Yes, we are joined this morning by the lovely Eli Matheson and James Roque, who is also lovely.
just a side note there, footnote.
Yeah, forgot to say that James was lovely.
Yeah. He's lovely, I promise. He's not paying me enough to say so. Obviously this is the theatre correspondence, but both James and Eli have traversed the boards before. You're both opening your Comedy Fest shows this week. How are you feeling about doing the shows? Considering that both of you have done your shows, you've put them up a number of times, so is this a kind of like a homecoming?
I've just done mine in Christchurch in Wellington, so I still feel like it's very fresh, which is the best way to say it, because I'm still performing it as if I love to do it.
Whereas I have been doing mine for 2 years, and so it is like banging my head on a table every time I do it. No, that's a joke. I've been doing it for a while, but yeah, so it is kind of like a full circle situation at the moment, because I've done it like in Bali and Australia and stuff, but this is like the crowd. Just brag, by the way.
Wow. Yeah.
He went during COVID. It was wild.
Yeah, I'm
rolled over.
Yeah, Jacinda was not happy with me.
Wow, you're that case. Okay. Both of you obviously do le comedy, but...
thank you for using the appropriate French terminology.
Le comedy.
Yeah, that's how I like to refer to it, because I'm a theatre snob. But you both obviously trained as actors as well. Why are you not doing acting, considering it's a large sum of money to spend on a degree in acting?
Because we have to pay off our student loans, Alice. This makes us more money than that. Nah. I don't know. What would you say?
Well, I went to drama school, and in first year, James Roque, who's sitting right beside me, is the person who told me to try stand up. So yeah.
You can blame James.
Isn't that emotional?
Yeah. Tell me, talk me through it, James. You're like, did you spy Eli across? Were you wearing like a turtleneck, and you're like,
yes, you over there.
I want you in my show.
And Eli, you're wearing a beret, clearly.
It was a Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga.
I Star Is Born him.
I love it. So you were kind of like, you're into club. There are a lot of queens around.
Yeah,
you had the pencil thin eyebrow.
Yeah, I like rolled over. He saw me.
Yeah, we made eye contact.
I was doing Living on Rose. Oh,
I'm gonna have to go home and rewatch that now, because that has really reminded me what a fantastically terrible and wonderful film that was in equal measure.
So I feel like you are doing comedy, which is a coup, because this week there is a plethora of comedy shows in the festival, but they're it's like theatre artists, makers, directors, writers who are putting up shows. There's you two, there's Brinley Stent, so we've got David Koryos. What do you think, do you pull on anything explicitly from your theatre training? Is it all just funnies?
Yeah, I think I definitely do. This show that I'm doing is kind of like, it's kind of multimedia-ish, and so there's a lot of...
You're a multidisciplinary artist.
It kind of is. I know, that sounds like a flex, and I know you're watch it and be like, that was 90% stand-up, you liar. But I kind of do. And I think even without kind of consciously doing it, you do, Eli, right? Like as a performer, you know, you just kind of take things that you learn, kind of ground yourself on stage and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think people who come from like just a stand-up background, they do their shows and it's like, oh, I'm going to put all of my best jokes in an order, which is nice. But coming from a theatre background, you're like, I want to tell a story.
Change
the mood, you know. Not that there's any lighting changes at all or anything like that in my show, but there's still an element of theatre.
You really consider the entrance and the exit on and
part
off.
Part of it. Yeah. And I entered to Rihanna, Shut Up and Drive. Part of the theatrical experience.
Tell me, if you could choose for the rest of your life to do like straight stand-up comedy or plays.
I wouldn't choose straight stand-up comedy. That's not my vibe.
Am I right? Okay, queer stand-up comedy. If you do stand-up comedy or like the theatre acting, like TV thing, what would you choose?
Did my mother send you?
Or James. Medical school.
He's always there. Here's a pamphlet.
Accountant.
Yeah,
lawyer.
Yeah, close enough, baby.
Doctor.
I don't know. I feel like that's always a question that I'm reckoning with all the time. But
right.
I feel like in New Zealand, you don't really have the luxury to choose. You kind of have to, flex on
bucks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the reason why, you know, me, Eli, and Laura Daniel all were in the same drama school, and it's kind of the reason we're still out there doing stuff is because we didn't go, oh, this is the only thing I do. We do everything.
And I guess that's also kind of interesting as well. You are still kind of all working together, and you have that little community that you kind of came through learning together, and now I guess you're still learning as performers. Mm-hmm.
That's gorgeous.
No, we clocked it, man. Mastered 10,000 hours and no more.
Yeah. But it must be nice to have that little community around you. Do you find like Comedy Fest is a nice time of the year to celebrate that with everyone else?
Definitely. And it's become such a you have such a developed language with people like that as well. So when you're giving each other feedback or helping, like we all write our shows together, we meet up at cafes and like go over our jokes and stuff. And that like community aspect makes it really nice and special. Yeah.
I guess they can be honest with you as well. Feel like that one actually isn't funny.
Yeah.
You know? You can rely on them.
You don't have to kind of like butter everyone up and be like, oh yeah, that was really good. It's like, no, we just straight up go, that didn't really work. Why? Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
I think that's gorgeous because I think maybe the view of like how comedy can get really toxic or like have a kind of a clicky sort of exclusive edge to it, which probably is just a whole lot of nerds that are uncomfortable giving eye contact, maybe.
Yeah, confirmed.
So it is nice to hear. And actually like bringing in that kind of critical lens, I think it helps the craft get stronger, am I right?
For sure, because it is quite, I mean, the biggest difference between theatre is that you're up there by yourself and and there's not usually a director in the audience like giving you notes afterwards or anything like that, so to find that community and stuff is really helpful. Although also I kind of love being on stage by myself because then, you know, like in a theatre show when you come off stage, everyone's like, how did you feel it went? In stand-up, I walk off stage, I'm like, well.
I killed it.
It is genuinely like really personal, right? You just kind of have to do that work yourself when you get off stage.
Yeah. Speaking of personal, what is the show's about? Just briefly tell us each little synopsis of your show, Eli.
My show is called Daddy's Short Legs. It's about kind of getting older, trying to own who you are. It's about me and my boyfriend's trip up the West Coast into the Abel Tasman. And it's about a big...
saucy.
Yeah, we had sex in a tent. On the first night, but there were no showers, so never again.
Why? Because you got cum all over you?
You had the ocean.
Yeah, we did have the ocean.
I'm never swimming ever again.
Yeah, it's filled with my spiff. But, and also, I'm sorry, good morning. It's quite a personal show. It's about a big revelation in my family, which I won't spoil because it gets a little bit of a gasp sometimes.
Ooh, okay.
So I want to maintain that.
We'll save
They're
that
all
as
ghosts.
A spoiler. I knew it.
So Daddy Short Legs over here, what's your show, James?
So my show is called Boy Mestizo, and it's about the first time I went back to the Philippines after 20 years of growing up in New Zealand. And it's kind of unpacking a whole bunch of baggage that I didn't understand that I had about being who I am as a person and, the colonial history of the Philippines. So on paper, that sounds like a TED talk, but I swear it's a funny show. There's at least one joke about diarrhea in it. So.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. All the body fluids on Breakfast Radio.
Yes.
I love it. So, Eli, your show's on at Q Theatre Tuesday to Saturday?
Yeah, it's 6:30 p.m, so you can have dinner afterwards.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you'd want to by the sounds of that, but.
And, James, you've got, you're on one night only, is that correct?
I am on May 19th, so Wednesday night tomorrow, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., and both shows are being taped. They're being filmed.
Woo-hoo.
I'm filming a special. Please come.
And
it was
laugh.
Very expensive to set up.
Come and laugh very hard. Thank you so much, James, Eli, and Alice. Have a lovely week. Laughing your hearts out at the Comedy Festival. Ka kite.
Hey.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.